Oh my god, oh my god. Holy shit.
That is the sound of the collision. That's a boat called Naptime colliding with a Washington State ferry on Sunday near Vashon Island. The captain of that cruiser was reportedly in the bathroom when the boats hit, and boy, could that have been worse. We called up the Northwest Maritime Center in Port Townsend and asked Executive Director Jake Beatty who messed up and how.
You know, they're like most events that happen at sea that end badly, there's usually a sequence of events that go, things that go wrong. And it's easy to point out some of them. You know, both of these vessels, at some point, the ferry realized that they were in a collision course and started doing things like sounding the horn, and then they started changing course and backing up. So that was some good stuff that happened. Bad stuff that happened, clearly the other boat, the Naptime, the ironically named Naptime, It's clear that no one was at the helm at the controls until much after the collision.
Who had the right of way?
It's a good question, and I'm sure there's maritime folks like to argue a lot of things, and there's arguments on both sides. So just like traffic on shore, traffic on the water has rules. And there's boats that are supposed to keep doing what they're doing and boats that are supposed to get out of the way. And depending on which rule you look at, you can make an argument for both sides. So on a very basic level, the guy on the right is supposed to keep doing what he's doing. So in this case, that rule says the Naptime had the right of way. But there's also rules that say you're supposed to keep an active lookout, which means someone on your boat should be paying attention to collisions. There's also a rule that says large passenger vessels in the Puget Sound should be stayed away from by at least 500 yards. And there's my favorite rule of all the rules says, if you have to deviate from the rules to avoid collision, please do so. And that kind of trumps all the other ones in my mind. And then there's just sort of the rule of common sense, or what I like to say, call the law of asymmetrical consequences, is that small boats should generally get out of the way of big boats.
Yeah, that's the one my mind went to watching that video. Stay on deck and just get out of the way.
Yeah.
But there's some contention there. So if there are repair bills or medical bills, who pays?
It would surprise me if the owner of the boat that was basically unmanned would go after the state for the repair bills. My hunch is that the ferry is fine. I mean, that's 5 million pounds of steel. I'm surprised that the little boat Spears have come out as unscathed as they have.
I think we were all surprised by that. It could have been a lot worse.
I mean, it's kind of the best version of a really bad scenario.
How common is that for boat captains to just not be at the wheel?
You know, that's a good question, and my hunch is more often than we'd like. And it's certainly, there's some logic to that. You can look at from that video that's a really nice day, the visibility is really good, and there's, other than these two boats on the water, there's not much other boats out there. It looks like the guy had it on autopilot, so barring a big accident or something like this where he missed that a ferry was there, this boat was only going about 8 miles an hour, so a light jog. It's, you know, the risks normally for ducking down are, you know, pretty low. This one, clearly a miscalculation of that risk.
Reportedly, the captain was in the bathroom. I don't suppose that's a good enough excuse.
No, but a convenient place considering how he must have felt at the time of collision. That might have been a scary moment.
I hadn't thought of that. What could the ferry captain and crew have done differently, if anything?
You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, these are highly trained mariners who do their jobs day in and day out, very, very familiar with how to navigate safely. And in an area that, I mean, they're used to having a lot of amateur boaters, you know, recreational boaters around them and pretty close. So my hunch is that this is not the first time a boat, they've honked at a boat and said, hey, remember, we're over here, please get out of our way. And 99.99% of the time, someone will respond to that. So the only thing really that they could have done differently is done everything they did, but 30 seconds earlier. That's about it.
Why did that boat just bounce off?
Well, I think part of it is luck of having the boat be the boat it was, and part of it was really the skill of the captain and crew on board the Chetsumoka.
So that's a resume highlight reel for the ferry captain, and a nice ad for that cruiser. It can take a licking.
Bill, you can find a silver lining in anything. That's great.
Finally, Jake, what else should we know about big ferries and small craft?
The best advice I give people is aim for the stern of the boat. If you think you're going to hit a ferry and you're even potentially worried about it, don't aim at the front of it. Aim behind it. You'll never hit the ferry if you look for, if you aim behind it. And the other one is get educated. You know, the Northwest Maritime Center is one of a number of organizations that provides boater education. Not that it's necessarily required, but as you can see, it's good to know how not to hit things on the water. You have a much better day if you don't run into something, especially high profile on YouTube like that. So whether it's our organization or any other organization around the state, just when you're on the water, make sure you're doing it right and from an informed place. And if the captain of the Naptime wants a refresher course, I'd be happy to give it to him free of charge.
Did you hear that, Naptime Captain Clark Swanson? Clark Swanson, did you hear that invitation?
He might be in the bathroom.
Jack Beattie is executive director of the Northwest Maritime Center in Port Townsend. There's a boating news website called Three Sheets Northwest that reported on that collision. And in the comment section, someone claiming to be the captain of that motorboat wrote in saying, "I didn't see him. That was my mistake." And then this person describes what it's like to collide with the Washington State Ferry. Quote, "I've been in auto accidents, but that's the hardest I've ever been hit. Everything on this boat ended up on the floor. Every cabinet, closet, cupboard, light fixture, furniture, TV, internet, modem, radar, GPS, radio, stereo, toolboxes, and everything else that was above floor level. It will cost me, but I am alive, and no diesel was spilled." It's KUOW's The Record.